بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله It doesn't matter how much we praise Allah, it's still not enough. The day of Eid, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, is the day of happiness. At the same time, we all know enemy number one was on holiday and today is back on duty. So let's not allow him to come and spoil our Eid day. Shaitan will try to come in between, get us anger, spoil our mood, but let's concentrate on the achievement that we have achieved throughout the month of Ramadan. As you can hear it, the whole world, only if we could hear it up in the sky. It's like bees' noise. Imagine how happy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that all His creations, the praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Everywhere around the world, you can hear it up in the sky. Subhanallah, we're all praising our Creator, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us see through the blessed month of Ramadan. Strive to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all pray and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His mercy to accept our fasting, our qiyam, our ruku, our sujood in the blessed month of Ramadan. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned hadith narrated by Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. La tazulu qadama Ibn Adam yawm al-qiyamah من عند ربه حتى يسأل عن خمس. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not allow anyone to move from that spot where they're standing until they've been answered five questions. Or they've been asked about five things and they have answered. The first one, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, عن عمره فيما أفنى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us the ni'mah of living in this world. Some people they used to live 900 years, 800 years, and now we've come down to average of 60 to 70 years. Whatever, Allah will ask us, how did you spend the life I gave you? This life is a ni'mah from Allah. And we will be answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala how we spent it. Alhamdulillah, we've gone through the blessed month of Ramadan, work hard day and night. Little sleep, we stay awake for longer, we strive, we have patience, sabr. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept us and to give us ability to continue for another 11 months. Say ameen, inshallah. An umrihi fima afna. We gave you life and we told you that you will be questioned on the day of Qiyamah. How did you spend the years you spent in the dunya? وَعَنْ شَبَابِهِ فِي مَا أَبْلَى. And the youth, they'll be asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how did you spend your youth? Because this is the age where you have more energy compared to someone who's older or elder. You can do more. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask, how did you spend your youth? وَمَا لِهِ مِنْ أَيْنَ اِكْتَسَبْ. And they will be asked, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask us, the wealth you had in the dunya, how did you earn it? Was it from the halal means? Or was it from the dodgy business? We might enjoy it for a little while, 20, 30 years, compared to 800, 900 years before. It's not very long, is it? Shaitan makes us think, you know, we are here forever. 20, 30 years seems so long. And why do I say 20, 30 years? Because you finish your university at the age of 20. And if we are going to live in this dunya up to the age of 60, in between, how much have we got left? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask us, and Allah, as He mentioned in the Quran, on the day of Qiyamah, when people will be asked, how long did you live in the dunya? Looking back, they'll think maybe a day or so. And here Shaitan is lying to us, making us think we are here forever. وَمْفِيمَا أَنْفَقَ. Where did you earn it from? And where did you spend it? Earning and then spending. If you earn it from the halal, means did you spend it in the halal way as well? وَمَاذَا عَمِلَ فِيمَا عَلِمَ. And what did you do with the knowledge that we gave you? Whether it's a knowledge of dunya or is a knowledge of deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask us. In another hadith, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned about, the first one was about five questions. The second hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the day of Qiyamah, He will choose seven people. On the day there will be no shed. The sun will be right above our head. Was it yesterday or day before? I can't remember. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show his power. When was it a lunar eclipse? Yeah? And I was watching the clips of the news. Na'udhu billah, the disbelievers enjoying it. While the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us. Whenever used to be an eclipse, he used to run away to the masjid and engage in ibadah, begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy. And here, the disbelievers are enjoying and partying it, and thinking it is an enjoyment, an entertainment, while it is a sign and a warning sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah show His power. سَبْعَةٌ يُذِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ظِلِّهِ. Seven of them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them shed under His shed. The day, يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلُّهُ. The day there will be no shade except for the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I ask Him to make us among those seven people. Say Ameen, inshallah. It's a free dua, inshallah. The first one, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Al-Imam al-Adil, a leader who's just. To be a leader, before people used to be scared to be appointed as a leader. The Sahaba radiallahu ajma'in, they used to understand the responsibility of a leader. A time was come now, people buy leadership, bribe leadership, fight for leadership, would kill for leadership. Look at the difference. Al-Imam al-Adil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will provide shade underneath His shade for a leader who was justice. Somebody say, Maulana, but you just read the mention Imam. Yeah, but Imam here is not, doesn't mean the Imam will lead Salat here. He's also a leader. He's leading our prayers. But it is every leader who has been given by Allah an opportunity to lead some people. In another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'oolan ra'iyatikum. We are all a responsible people, and everyone will be questioned about their responsibility. And he continues to give an explanation. Even a father in his house, he is a leader, he is a responsible for his family. The second, washabun nasha bi ibadatillah, a young person who spent his time in worshipping Allah, he will be given the shade underneath the shade of Allah. Warajunun qalbuhu mu'allakun fil masajid, and a person who always his heart is connected with masjids. He finished one salat, he's so eager, he can't wait for the next one, and so on. Rather than being the last one in and the first one out. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us opportunity to be the first one in, the last one out, inshallah. Well, in case for today, some of us, the cars have been blocked anyway, so we will be the last one out. ورجلان تحابا في الله nice to see people smiling on Eid Day, inshallah. I don't want to be people saying that, you know, Mulana was so strict, even his bayan was like, you know. No, it is sunnah to smile. وَرَجُلَانِ تَحَابَ فِي اللَّهِ اجْتَمَعَ عَلَيْهِ وَتَفَرَّقَ عَلَيْهِ. And two people who meet for the sake of Allah, and when they depart, they apart to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet mentioned, وَرَجُلٌ دَعَتْهُ إِمْرَأَةٌ ذَاتَ مَنْصَبٍ وَجَمَالٍ فَقَالَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ. And a young person, or a person, a male, who, a female, invited him to commit a sin, and not only just ordinary female, who had a status, who was famous, who was known, who had a beauty and everything to fall for. But then the answer from the man was, إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ. Thank you, but no thank you, because I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَرَجُلٌ تَصَدَّقَ بِصَدَقَةٍ فَأَخْفَاهَا حَتَّى لَا تَعْلَمُ يَمِينُهُ مَا تُنْفِقُ شِمَالُهُ. And a person who gave donation, contribution, sadaqah, in a way that so hiddenly that even when the right hand gives, the left hand doesn't know what the right hand has given. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those, inshallah. Allah will provide the shade for this person as well. And the last one, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, وَرَجُلٌ ذَكَرَ اللَّهَ خَالِيًا فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَاهُ. And the person who cried, the eyes cried, in fearing Allah, quietly, hiddenly, silently, no one knows except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant that person also the shade underneath his shade on the day of Qiyamah. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned another hadith narrated by Anas radiallahu anhu, where he said, the Prophet قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا كان ليلة القدر نزل جبريل عليه السلام. When the night of decree, the night of power, Jibril alayhi salatu wasalam comes to the dunya with his group of malaika. He leads his group of malaika and they come to the dunya. Yusalluna ala kulli abdin qa'imin aw qa'idin yadhkurullaha azza wa jal. Praising and praying for every individual who they find standing or sitting or remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet ﷺ continues saying, فَإِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ عِيدِهِمْ يَعْنِي يَوْمُ فِطْرِهِمْ بَاهَا بِهِمْ مَلَائِكَةٌ. And when it is on the day of Eid, like today, on the day of Eid, Allah, the Malaika, فَإِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ عِيدِهِمْ يَعْنِي يَوْمُ فِطْرِهِمْ بَاهَا بِهِمْ مَلَائِكَةٌ. On the day of Eid, Allah's Malaika, they raise, they pray, they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on their behalf. And the Malaika will say, فَقَالَ مَلَائِكَةِ مَا جَزَاءُ أَجِيرِ وَفَّى عَمَلَهُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being so happy for his servants, what they did in the blessed month of Ramadan, and on the Eid of their leaving their houses, coming to the masjid, praising Allah, doing the takbir, thanking Allah. And Allah will ask the Malaika, مَا جَزَاءُ أَجِيرِ وَفَّى عَمَلَهُ. What is the reward of my servant who have fulfilled their duty? Allah is asking who? The Malaika. What is the reward of my servant who have fulfilled their duty? The Malaika will reply, رَبَّنَا جَزَاءُهُ أَنْ يُوَفَّى أَجْرَهُ. Oh, our Creator, their reward is that they get whatever they deserve for whatever they have, the duty they have completed. No less. Allah, they should be rewarded fully for what they have completed, they have done to complete their duty. This is Allah asking the Malaika, and this is Malaika asking Allah on our behalf. We came today to the masjid. Malaika, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent Jibril and all the Malaika to the Asma'ud Dunya. And they are praising and they are praying on our behalf to Allah to have mercy on us. And Allah is asking the Malaika, what is the reward for my servant who have completed their duty? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, Malaikati abidi wa ima'i qadaw faridati alayhim thumma kharaju ya'ujuna ila ila du'a'i wa izzati wa jalali wa karami wa uluwi wa irtifa'i makani la ujibannahum. And Allah will reply, O my angels, my male and female servants have fulfilled what I have made obligatory for them, and then they have come out raising their voices in supplication. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. By my might, glory, honor, high dignity, and exalted station, I will certainly answer their call. When we read the takbir, Allah listen carefully. When we thank Allah, Allah answer to our call. When we pray to Allah and ask Him, He answering our call, as He mentioned in this hadith, La ujibannahum, I will answer, certainly I will reply to their call. And then, look at the reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioning in the hadith, Fayaqulu, Irji'u, faqad ghafartu lakum wa baddaltu sayyi'atikum hasanat. قال فرجعون مغفورا لهم. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say the reward, the ultimate reward for my servant is that, O my servant, return, for I have forgiven you. I have forgiven you. مغفور لهم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us after we finish our Eid Salah, Allah will return us home. We have been forgiven for our sins. How great the reward and the rahmah and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only that, Allah saying, وَبَدَّلْتُ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ حَسَنَاتٍ, and I have changed your evil deeds, your mistakes, your errors, your sins, change them into hasanat, into good deeds. First is He forgives our sins. He forgives our mistakes. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whatever is left, I will change them and exchange them and give you the reward instead of the sins you had in your accounts. How merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. My dear brothers and sisters, just like the 5 daily salat were farz in the month of Ramadan from Fajr till Isha, it is no way, anywhere in the Quran or Hadith where Allah or His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, after Ramadan, they're not farz anymore. Exactly the effort we put in Ramadan, after Ramadan, because Shaitan is here, we have to make even extra more effort. We cannot let him come and destroy what we've earned in Ramadan. We cannot let him come and tell us that it's okay for you to miss your Fajr. It's okay for you to miss all your Salat. It's okay for you not to recite the Quran. It's okay for you not to give Sadaqah. Let's not be one of them that our salat have become only from Friday to Friday. Man kana ya'budu Ramadan faqad mada. Whosoever was worshipping the month of Ramadan, Ramadan has gone. Wa man kana ya'budu Allah azza wa jal fa huwa hayyun la yamut. And whosoever has always been and will always worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone and Him alone, He's always there, will always be there. My dear brothers, don't let Shaitan come and destroy what we've earned. The Salat will continue to be farz. The Quran, Tilawah al-Quran will continue to be there. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the opportunity to continue to work hard, to please Allah, to strive for the sake of Allah, to worship Allah, to thank Allah, and to be amongst the Ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us shed underneath His shed on the day of Qiyamah. Say Ameen, inshallah. Ameen, ameen. My dear brothers, it'll be injustice for me to step down from my bayan here without thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us such a beautiful masjid. Wallahi, look at around the world. Look at our brothers and sisters in Palestine. They don't have masjid and yet they're praying in the same place where the masjid used to be. Is that true or not? Have we seen the images, yes or not? Is those images just to look? or to learn something from there. What happened there can happen here, yes or not? My dear brothers, first of all, I'd like to thank Man lam yashkuru nas lam yashkuru Allah. Whosoever will not thank people, he will not be able to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I thank Allah to give us such a beautiful masjid. I thank Allah to give us such a beautiful management who look after the masjid, who look after our well-being, who will allow us to utilize the facility in the masjid. Nothing comes for free. Allah will question us about this ni'mah as well.